Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Right now, Nix is chatting with a man who's played 195 first grade games in the NRL, Newcastle Knights superstar, dare I say it, Mr. Adam McDougall.
Yeah, Crossy, it's kind of like we've got the complete famous dog trifecta down here. We've got Sandy, Rusty, and of course, Mad Dog. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you. I'm glad you can turn your mic off. I wish I could do that to my wife, but anyway.
First question, Jeff Toovey, have you spoken to him in a while?
Yeah, no, he's still cranky, but coaching has helped his happiness. But no, he's certainly doing a good job with Manly after last night's game. He was a bit happier.
Has he forgiven you for the famous head accidental head squash?
Yeah, well, he hasn't apologised to me yet for getting caught under my boot, but he can give me a call anytime he likes.
Those boots are expensive.
They are, yeah. They've cost me a lot of money, them boots, to fix them. So
what have you been up to recently?
Yeah, doing lots of stuff with the NRL. I work, donate some time for charity for the NRL and do a little bit of media stuff for Channel 9 and just signed a deal to write two books about men's health, and I own a men's health and wellness business. We sell weight loss and health products for men and women.
Great, you can give Crossy some tips.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look too bad. Our slogan is lose the beer gut while not losing all the beers. So
what I want to know.
Yeah, no, it's really going good. A lot of truck drivers and miners and whatnot are jumping on board and using the products called the Man Shake, and there's bars and all sorts of stuff, and it's going really well.
So you can seriously lose weight without having to completely give up beer, because there's like a huge thing about that, because beer is just so easy to put on the calories. What are the tips?
Well, it's not the beer that puts on the calories as much. It's probably the choices that you make 80% of the time before you drink the beer. So everyone's got to live a little bit and enjoy their lives, and it's about being sensible, knowing when to eat and what to eat at the right times. And a lot of guys actually don't eat breakfast and they don't eat in the afternoons, and that's what the shakes are for. So just helping educate men to make better food choices and move a little bit more so they can be good role models for their kids and get out there and play with them.
So now would be a bad time to say Crossy started his day with a sausage sandwich, then moved on to an extremely rich cookies and cream cake.
Yeah, probably not a good choice every day of the week, but as I said, you got to enjoy yourself on the weekends, and that's what life's about. So
let's look at the Knights this season. Bit of a tough season. I mean, we found out this week Wayne Bennett has decided to announce that he's quitting at the end of the season. Big shock. The Knights fans, the Knights themselves, been a tough season.
Yeah, look, obviously the Alex McKinnon incident has been very sad, and it's took a lot of the wind out of the players when I speak to them. But and then obviously the Nathan Tinkler fiasco with the ownership of the club has been very disruptive as well. So, and now Wayne Bennett, so, it just seems to be every week they're dealt a blow to the club at the moment. But, the great thing about Newcastle and the Hunter is that we stick by the team regardless if they're winning or losing. And, that's why the guys love to run out there at Hunter Sports Stadium and play for the fans, because they're such great fans.
And, of course, round 19 is going to be the rise for Alex rounds across the NRL. Ticket sales, a dollar from each ticket sale is going towards the Rise for Alex Foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. That's correct. So the NRL has come up with a great concept to donate a dollar from every ticket sale to Alex. And, he's got a long battle ahead of him, and, he's such a great guy, and, he's got the right fighting spirit to overcome this later setback. But, it's great to see the NRL supporting him. Also, every player from a number of codes are jumping on board. So it's great to see everyone supporting him, and I'm expecting a sellout crowd at the stadium next week.
And, of course, we actually have just discovered we've got tickets for that round, not tomorrow.
Yep.
Now, it's you're going to help me out, because you're helping the kids down here, I guess, get the ball through the little round hole there.
Yeah, no, the kids are going really good. Actually, the girls have been better than the boys. So if there's any little boys out there, you need to come down and give it a go, because the girls are putting us to shame. So and if you're a parent out there and you don't know what to do on the weekend, come down to Musselbrook Home Timber and Hardware and get the kids out for a free sausage and a pass the ball, and come down and see everyone that's having a good time down here.
Well, I'm going to give you a family pass to next weekend's game to give away to some lucky kid that puts the ball right through that hole in the next 20 minutes. Can you coach me? Because I've never even tried to do this.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's pretty easy, so just keep your eye on the hole.
I'm going to grab your ball and we're going to give it a shot. Here we go. That's
your there you go.
All right, kids, here we go.
Here she goes. There you go. She got it in.
That's
more. How could she miss? The hole was as big as her mouth, so she did really well there.
I like that man. I like him a lot. Nix, you've been owned.
Adam McDougall just put me in my place, mate. Thank you so much. Guys, head on down. Have a shot, because if you get it in, Adam might be handing you a family pass to next weekend's game. I can't even talk now. I'm so embarrassed.
Well deserved. This is Power FM.
Dance, Milky Chance on 98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nick's just coming up for 5 to 9 on your Monday morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you got a pretty easy Monday ahead of you. Now, I had a very lazy Sunday. You know those Sundays where you get up in the morning and just go, you know what? I am not going to do anything today. I'm just going to sit and chill at home because, quite honestly, I've been too busy with work. I'm exhausted and I only had one day off, so I was going to enjoy it and it was cold outside. I think there's nothing better than just, you know, catching up on a bit of TV and watching a few DVDs and stuff. Now, I did mention just before I watched a video, kind of. I know video, it's a bit of an archaic word now. What are those? Remember those contraptions, a video player? Well, that was because, by chance, one of my favourite movies happened to be on TV yesterday afternoon. No better way to spend my Sunday than watching a bit of Weekend at Bernie's. Oh, yeah. Look, I love this movie. It's the old school movie from the 80s where two employees go out to their boss's holiday house on the island and he awkwardly turns up dead. But it is very fun. If you haven't seen it, make sure you catch up. And it's one of my top five fallback weekend lazy Sunday movies. So I thought, I want to know what your lazy Sunday fallback movies are. These are my top five. Coming in number five, A Fast and the Furious. Any form of Fast and the Furious, lazy Sunday, I'll sit back and watch a bit of Vinny Diesel. Don't mind if I do. Number four would have to be Harry Potter. Love any of the Harry Potters. Also something that I can mindlessly tune out to on a Sunday afternoon. Number three, Point Break. Bodie, this is your wake-up call. I am an FBI agent. You know, Point Break. Okay, that was awkward. that is my number three movie. I love that movie. Number two, Days of Thunder. Yep, Days of Thunder is my number two fallback movie. And number one is Weekend at Bernie's. It is such a funny movie. No matter how many times I watch it, still find it hilarious. 654-11981, taking your calls this morning. I want to know what your fallback movie is. What do you watch on your lazy Sunday, hey? Let me know. This morning I'm taking your call, 654-11981. What's your sort of Sunday chill-out flick? I caught up with an old fave of mine, Weekend at Bernie's. Chris from Singleton, you've buzzed through, mate. What's your favourite flick to chill out to on a Sunday?
For me, can't go wrong with Star Wars, but I hate admitting this, but I really like the movie Love Actually. I think that's quite hilarious.
Oh, my God, I love that movie. That's like my fallback. If I'm feeling a bit sooky, I go for the Love Actually. But I am glad to hear a man admit it.
Yes, yes. I also have a pink polo shirt.
Okay, maybe we're going a tad far now.
All right.
Keep them coming. Head on to our Facebook page, 98.1 Power FM. We want to know what flick gets you through your Sunday arvo.
At Power FM, here's what some of the kids Power think FM, of Power
breakfast
FM.
With Nick.
The Madden Brothers' new one there, We Are Done. Currently the number one hit around the nation, toppling Justice Crew and their K-Sara. The Madden Brothers have done it. Congratulations to the boys. Just coming up for 7.15 this morning for your Monday morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Now, last night, it was one of the biggest interviews around the world. It wasn't just watched nationwide here in Australia, it was watched around the world. Michael Parkinson sat down with Ian Thorpe, the legendary swimmer, the multiple gold-winning Olympic swimmer, in a tell-all interview. Now, I've got to say, so much bravery to Ian Thorpe for having this interview. Just what he's, not just talking about his own sexuality, which I'll get to in a second, but also talking about his own personal struggles. There's been a lot of talk this morning about whether it was necessary. A lot of people with a bit of a fait accompli attitude saying, hey, you know, everybody knew about it. I don't think that's the relevant point here. I think it's the point that we're talking about somebody who was thrust into the spotlight at a very young age, our youngest athlete and most successful athlete in history. A kid who was asked and questioned about his sexuality continuously by the media and by the public and scrutinised about where his sexuality lay was completely inappropriate by, I guess, all of us being consumed in this question that has ultimately led to maybe him not understanding who he was as an individual. It was certainly an amazing interview and a very courageous interview from Ian Thorpe. Here's a little bit of it when he's talking to Michael Parkinson about his sexuality.
But what happened was I felt the lie had become so big that I didn't want people to question my integrity. And, you know, a little bit of ego comes into this. I didn't want people to question that, you know, have I lied about everything?
Well, you do, I did lie about it.
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did. Everyone does.
You don't feel ashamed of that, do you?
No, I don't. You know, and I'm, you know, I'm saying, and I'm comfortable saying I'm a gay man. And I don't want young people to feel the same way that I did. You can grow up, you can be comfortable, and you can be gay. I was concerned about the reaction from my family, my friends, and I'm pleased to say that in telling them, and especially my parents, you know, they told me that they love me and they support me. And for young people out there, know that that's usually what the answer is.
Do you think your parents were shocked by the revelation? Or do you think that they had, particularly your mum, might have shown up?
Maybe. They were shocked.
They were shocked, were they?
Yeah, my mum literally said she was shocked.
Really?
Yes.
Really, really. And your close friends, similarly too, did they say to you, maybe we would know that all along?
No, you know, my friends were a little bit more like, okay, you know, fair enough. And they said, you know, we had some suspicions. And, you know, I confirmed that. And, you know, they were great. And I needed my friends first. I told them first.
Yeah, a bit of Michael Parkinson there talking to Ian Thorpe about his coming out and admitting his sexuality, and also talking about how it took him time to come to terms with where he was at. And this was something that he had battled against internally. Now, I guess for me, the way that I see it is I've got a lot of gay friends and I love them to bits. And to me, I don't see it as something that is a point of difference. I think that why should Ian Thorpe feel that he's in a position where he needs to sit down and tell this to the world when somebody who's so-called in a straight relationship and an athlete in that position doesn't have the need to sit down and tell that. And it's not going to make global headlines around the world. I guess it's a reflection of the fact that stigma is still there. It does still exist in society, despite the fact that we try to move forward through that and try to pretend that everybody doesn't see it as something different these days. The fact that our greatest athlete feels that he has to come and do a tell-all interview to tell this to the world is I guess I feel it's a bit disappointing that we focus on people's sexualities or let's go deeper than that, their race and stuff like that. But certainly to me, that wasn't the key focus that I think it was so brave of Ian to come out and talk about it, mainly because it inspires other people who may be struggling. And let's face it, there's a lot of people out there, and it may not just be sexuality, it may be race, or more to the point, it may be struggles with depression. And that's something that Ian Thorpe went into, and I think that was a very, very courageous point, was really discussing his struggles with depression and his struggles with throughout his life. And you really saw a different side to this athlete. This is somebody that we have... Initially, we put up on a pedestal as a child. Then we questioned them. Then we questioned him making certain decisions. We don't have the right to question anybody, even if they are our greatest hero. And I think the one take-home message that I took away from this entire interview was he continues to be one of the strongest characters in our nation and a huge role model and a huge inspiration to everybody out there. So I personally think it was very brave and very courageous of Ian Thorpe to not just talk about his sexuality but also his battles with depression. And if you yourself have issues or if you know somebody else who's struggling at the moment, don't forget Lifeline are there to support you on 13, 11, 14. But look, I want to know... from you guys, what you thought. Did you watch it? What did you think? Do you think that it was something that Ian Thorpe needed to do to, I guess, settle a lot of things? Of course, you've got to keep in mind that he is about to head into, you know, taking control of the commentary team for the Commonwealth Games. Do you think that this was something he needed to do, or do you think that there's too much focus and care about it in society and we should just let him be? Certainly, I think in terms of his sexuality... It's his and only his business, but I think it's very brave of him to have the strength to come out and talk about it publicly. Let me know your thoughts, 654-11981, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, 981 Power FM. The family.